Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's the ninth day of July. It's 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *69 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's getting ready to warm up into the 90s. Phew, finally. And I'm going to go get away from it somehow. That being said, we have a birthday announcement. It's Texas Katie's birthday today. Happy birthday, Katie. We love you, and we hope you have a wonderful day today.
How'd you know that, Henry?
Oh, a little bird told me.
Jeez, I guess so. Okay, well, it sure is. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty, then. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. ACLU, less than half of child reunions will meet a deadline. And we all know about the deadline to get the, you know, the people who have rights in this country reunited with their children, the, you know, the criminals that crossed our border. And we're certainly going to get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, American Civil Liberties Union, American Civil Liberties Union, less than half of child reunions will meet deadline because there was a deadline put on. You don't fuck with people from other countries that come here. I mean, if you want to take an American's kids from them, you know, separate them on a shoplifting charge or something like that for years, man, you can do it. You can do that to American nationals because they're peons, pissants, coolies. But the new occupying force, you see, they've got to be treated extra special so more of them will want to come. This is from Mail.com. It was sent in by Sunfire for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. The American Civil Liberties Union said it appears the Trump administration will miss a court-ordered deadline to reunite children. We told you this was going to happen, too. Well, we're going to crack down on one of them faggot-ass communist judges in California is going to tell you you can't. You're just not going to do it because they run this goddamn country. The communists do. Well, I know that you Fabian socialists are vying for control, but you don't have it yet. And you not to mention you don't want them out of here. No, this is all just a production and a game. We all know that. We'll miss a court-ordered deadline to reunite young children who were separated at the border with their parents in more than half of the cases. The ACLU said late Sunday the administration provided it with at least 102 children under 5 years old, and that appears likely that less than half will be reunited by Tuesday deadline. I mean, so you can do anything you want to an American national who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country. You can commit any kind of outrage on them. Fuck them. They don't get a lawyer even for even your admiralty system. You just do what you want. But these people come in from another country. Wow. like I said, I mean, you kind of get a feeling for how the Indians were, you know, they come in and, oh, you guys are the coolest. You own this country. Hey, can we come in? Yeah. And we buy some land. We're going to steal some land. Pretty soon, next thing you know, hey, man, these invaders coming in, they got rights and we don't. They're taking everything we have. We're beaten down and treated abusively. And you cater to these people who are doing it to us. The ACLs, like half united by Tuesday's deadline, the Justice Department asked U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra for more time last week, but the judge on Friday did not grant a blanket extension, saying only that he would consider certain exceptions. He told the two sides to discuss possible exceptions and report to him on Monday. Because, I mean, you get me to ask you, the power of the United States comes to bear when you're talking about a foreign son of a bitch who crossed into your country illegally. They got power here. You don't. Possible exceptions and report to him on Monday. The Justice Department was working through the weekend. God, you get it done. You're talking about people from other countries. They got goddamn rights, don't you know? Through the weekend, and we went through this, you know, about Judge Napolitano's lie when he came up on Fox News and lied right through his fucking teeth knowing he lied. Oh, yeah, they got rights. You don't, but they do. Through the weekend on a path toward unification and was preparing a progress report for the court. You better have this shit straightened away, government. I mean, the power of the United States government coming down on the American nationals one after another and just crucifying people. But that same power can be, I mean, that United States government seems to be just a little wimpy little thing compared to some fucking foreign kid coming over the border and his whore fat ass mom. Children were increasingly separated from their parents after Attorney General Sessions announced in May that a zero-tolerance policy on illegally entering the country was in full effect. And we told you right then and there that day that this was what the result would be, that them goddamn communists, they're going to tell you, they're going to straighten everybody out here. This country belongs to those goddamn foreigners coming over the border. You will treat them with respect. They have rights in this country. You don't. And you better back off and let them rape your children, hack them up, and just keep your mouth shut. Children were increasingly separated from their parents as Attorney Jeff Sessions announced in May that a zero-tolerance policy on illegally entering the country was in full effect. While parents were criminally prosecuted, children were placed in custody of the Health and Human Services Department. You know, it gets kind of old saying, I told you so. And, I mean, this is that when we talk about that curve, you know, these things aren't even happened yet. We can see down that road about 1,000 miles down to the horizon. We see it coming at us. But this curve, you know, the curve for those states, rights people, you know, the ones who are just interested in their own property rights, and if they could just get that back in control of the local bureaucracies, man, this would be a wonderful place for them again. Trump reversed course on June 20th amid an international outcry. Well, goddamn, you don't mess with goddamn third worlds. I mean, down in their own country, look at how they're treated. How come there's no outrage over the fact that they're treated so poorly in their own country? They feel they have to come as refugees. They're not safe. Why isn't the focus on their countries where all this bad shit's happening, making it necessary for them to have to come here and to take over our country? Has anybody wondered about that? I mean, the Honduran government, the Guatemalan government, I mean, surely they're under the gun for the bad, bad treatment of those poor, poor children down in their goddamn country, but making it necessary for them to have to come here just to get away from it. You don't hear that. Why is that?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Rob from Pennsylvania. They got rights. We got the Patriot Act. That's what we got.
Oh, yes, we did. You're absolutely
right. You know, the NDAA and all that stuff, the Hollow Point, the Hollow Point Bullets and everything, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they got against for us, you know?
You betcha. You betcha.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, well, you know, it is what it is, and it's going to be this way until we get off our dead asses and beat these bastards down. There's just no two ways about it.
Yeah, you have no other ways. I mean, how else are you going to do it? You can't fight criminals. If the laws are set for the average citizen, and then you got these illegals coming over here. They're not doing anything. People can't see this in their brain yet. If they can't see right through this bullcrap, and they're lost soul.
It's not that they can't see, brother. It's that, you know, people have carved their niche in the lie. This country is a one big frickin' lie. And it's too many people have carved their niche in it, and they've got their comfort zones. They've got, you know, things they want to protect. I mean, you know, in the movie The Patriot, you know, when he's standing up there when they're having the meeting there in Charlottetown, Charlestown. He talks about the fact that it's going to come to everybody's doorstep, and it did. That Revolutionary War, no one was safe from it, man. I mean, there was no security in your property that you thought you had, that were actually the king was claiming belonged to him then. But, I mean, and that's the way that this is now. And they know it. They know that it's bad, and they know that a third of this population has been disenfranchised and made civilly dead and dispossessed and living like dirt, their brothers and sisters, American nationals. But they've done such a good job separating us through the multiculturalism and all the Jewish bullshit that they pumped into this country that they're just sitting.
Well, all right, so you die in your feet or you die in your knees. You got to pick a choice, right?
Yeah, you would think that, but like I said, the people who have carved their niche, they know it's terrible, but it ain't so terrible for them with their possessions that they can't stand it longer while you are being just completely annihilated at the bottom. They don't give a shit. I mean, that's what has happened to this country. We used to be Americans, man. And that's what multiculturalism does for you. That's why the Jews use it. That's why the international communists use it. Because it brings in, I mean, all these different interests. We had I've talked about it before, back the first time I heard it said that America does not have a culture. Well, yeah, goddamn, by God, we did. And this is how they destroy it. They start with, you know, the things with the natives, you know, they're not Indians anymore. They're Native Americans. And their culture and their everything is spiritual to them. So you're going to remove the land from the people. From the American nationals and turn it over to an international coalition made up of the Indian tribes across the country, because everybody has a right to their heritage except for the American national. And then you pump all these other nationalities, and everything's back to where what you were, 300 or 400 years ago. Instead of the fact that we've been in this country for 240 years, man, generations buried in the goddamn soil. I'm a Native American. If I'm not a Native American, I want somebody to please explain to me what I am. You know, I heard somebody talking about the shit going on over there in South Africa the other day. And the people that are trapped over there and, goddamn, what the hell, what's the name of those wars? I can't think of it. Where the Dutch fought them over there. But the Boer Wars, exactly. Now, see, the Boers, they came over there as Dutch, and they have no right of return. So they're telling them, you ain't Africans, we're going to kill you off, you, because you're not, this ain't Africa, this ain't yours, and so we're going to kill you off, and you have no right of return, so you are exactly what you are. You are a native of the goddamn Africa, just like we are natives of this country. Come on, get real. 240 years, I got 6-7 generations of my people buried in this ground. Oh, this ain't yours. Yeah, you're a European kind of guy. Really? You're going to fucking find out how European I am. You're going to find out how savage an American can be. It is disgusting, and they're doing the same goddamn thing over again right now. They're pumping these son of a bitches in here from Central and South America, China, India, South Korea, every place around the goddamn planet. This is a recolonization aimed at, because the thing is, the ownership of the place. You know, they used us coming across this continent to bring the resources to bear. I mean, we went into the wilderness and fought the Indians over it, conquered the whole goddamn continent, brought its resources to bear. Now they're done with us. Now that illusion that we were free and we were doing this for us. You see, that's what the whole deal here is, man. You had a handful of aristocrats who never got into any goddamn fight. They sat back behind a desk. They pulled the strings. They manipulated. They committed fraud, rape, and murder across the country. But they never fought one goddamn inch. They never took any of it for them, you know, with their own effort. It was all taken by us. That's what the illusion was. We were taking it for us. We were taking it from the Indians for us. And then in the end, you know, everybody ended up, it was ours. You know, the Indians were Americans. We were all Americans, and it belonged to us. Your public lands. We love you so much, we're going to come in and manage your public lands and make it a better experience for you. And then you see the seizure begin. And then you see the foreigners start getting pumped in, because now they have to dispel the illusion that this country belongs to anybody but a handful of son of a bitches like the ones who have the oil contracts across this, or the oil leases across this country. All of the wealth of this country just, we don't know how it happened now. It's just, that's the way it turned out. A handful own everything. The rest of you are just plebes and coolies. Just like your forefathers told you would be. You'd wake up homeless on the continent they conquered because some sleazy, slithering sons of bitches from these are one-worlders. I mean, they were the ones that were sleazed in that caused the Civil War in order to get rid of the Constitution and put the Bill of Rights in a place where they could try to remove it through the 14th Amendment. This has all been orchestrated right down the goddamn line, and now we're to the point, man. If people talking about the guns, if they could take the guns would be gone. They'd be taking us over to the ditches right now to put bullets in our head. There is no doubt. I don't think there's no doubt in any thinking person's mind on that matter. It comes down to the fact that on paper and by the wars fought and the surrenders and all the treaties and all the bullshit, this country belongs to you and me. That's the way the whole idea of, you know, what's my problem with them bringing all these third worlders in? I must be a racist or something. No, I understand reality, just the smallest little bit of reality that most people, not most people, just a hand, well, no, I think most people do recognize it. It is the propaganda is pushing against what is blatant reality in your face. It is like, you know, you have a farm. And you have, you know, two or three fields that feed your family and stuff. You got it all set up for you. And just some son of a bitch comes down the road and a government says, well, you got to feed them. You got to take that. Well, you're going to have to give half your land to him. Oh, you're going to end up with an eighth of it. Oh, you're down to a 16th. That's all you're getting because you got to divide this up because them people there. I mean, we built this nation out of a wilderness. And now their son of a bitch has come in. This is ours. Oh, really? I'll tell you what's yours. The bullets in my gun are yours. Got them just for you. And then, you know, like I'm saying here, you see, if you can't see this for what it is, I mean, the power that this mighty government that nations quail away from is being punked and pushed aside. No, this is a production. This is an act. To in the meanwhile, they've come pouring right over your goddamn border like they have been for the last 40 fucking years. They're pouring right across like they always have, and they're preparing them to displace you. You could never get it. You could never take this country in a conventional invasion. We've went over that before. But how could you get your goddamn troops in here without getting them fired upon and get them armed so they've already breached the beaches so that they would actually be in your interior across the United States? Well, I think they've accomplished that, haven't they? And I think that that is exactly the intent. I mean, they played this game with this action, reaction, solution, dialogue. Oh, I can't think of what it's called. Anyways, they have played this game with us right down the line. It's like this whole goddamn thing here with the MS-13 gang members. When they were pouring, when we've seen the first video coming out of down at the border, MS-13, we can see it, see the teardrop tattoo, see the MS-13 things written all over them. And what are they doing? We sat right here and said they're pumping them into the interior of the United States so that they can have a force here to come down onto you and an excuse for Trump to build the police state that Obama couldn't. And what is happening right here? And well, yeah, I guess it did. But there's this curve thing, you see, and these states' rights people who just want to be the new, want the control back over the mechanism. They love the mechanism. They love the slave labor. They love it to be said that only they. And they own the whole goddamn country, don't you see? And this is what it is coming down to, is owning its property. That's what it's always going to come down to, who owns the property. And I'll tell you what, if you look at the rest of the world, this property we own, man, it is something to fight for, people. And I tell you, these son of a bitch, they're pumping across. They know what it is, even if you don't. See, down in their countries, that's why they keep them so starved down and keep them without weapons because so that they can keep them beat down because those countries are rich too. Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, all very rich countries. But you got the overlords, the big families down near the mafiosa, the international corporate mafia. You got them in full force down there. And they keep their peeing. But, you had this thing. It was a swell. It was a big taking. Everybody's trying to take more from the resources of the land. These handful across the world, it's only a handful. But these families, they wanted more. And goddamn, right into a time when it should be a depression because of the way they've manipulated the money in the crisis of 08, the so-called derivatives crisis, the international fraud. You're talking trillions of dollars removed from the equation. So there's going to be people there ain't going to be no jobs. There ain't going to be enough food. So what do? You take your fucking peasant populations and just send them up to the United States. Then for the people that aren't as poor as them, to bring them down as poor as them, taking care of their sorry asses that have no goddamn right here. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said Thursday there were about 3,000 children separated from their parents. Previously, he said 2,047. It's extremely disappointing that the Trump administration looks like it will fail to reunite even half of the children under five with their parents, said ACLU attorney Lee Gillerant. Here's the American Civil Liberties Union, nonprofit communist operation in your country. They know it's communist. They know what these son of a bitches are doing. They try to act like they're, well, I don't really quite understand it. It's like that curve thing they try to sell us out here in Patriot World. Bullshit. Everybody understands it perfectly well. Everybody has their part to play in this production. And that's all you're watching is a goddamn production as your country's being relieved from you. These kids have already suffered so much because of this policy. And every extra day apart just adds to their pain. Man, you think about, I think about, you know, the kids in this country, American nationals, living in good homes of parents who actually do care about them. And it's a rarity almost. But then they, you know, I'm not going to let them put that poison in my child with that vaccination. We'll take your children away. We'll rip your family apart. You'll never see your kids. Maybe 20 years later after they've been raped and commified to the extent that we are able. And then we'll let you talk to them again and they can tell you what a worthless son of a bitch you are for being an American patriot. The ACLU sued in March on behalf of a Congolese. I mean, that's from down in the Congo. Every son of a bitch in south of the border, hey, man, they've heard the rumors. They've seen the goddamn posters put down on the trees out there in the middle of the jungle. Free Walmart. Get to the border. Free Walmart. Save up your coins. It's only $1,000 trip. I mean, you got the that's what really blows me away. The thousands and thousands. Oh, I ain't got $1,000. How is it in the hell that I'm an American national who can trace their roots back to the beginning of this country and beyond, and I don't have I can't keep a half a tank of gas in my goddamn car. But these sons of bitches, these poor backward people, they show up here in brand new clothes, $1,000 trip, man, it's just a goddamn holiday straight through the, and when they show up here in better clothes than I have, they go straight to the fucking Walmart and start both shelves just scooping it into the baskets on our tab. When are the people going to have enough of this? Congolese woman who was separated from her daughter for 5 months after seeking asylum at a San Diego border crossing at a Brazilian asylum seeker who and a Brazilian asylum seeker. Who was separated from her son after an arrest for illegally entering in August near the Texas-New Mexico border. How dare us? How fucking dare us? Oh, they're better. Fuck them. ICE to, now here it is. Let's finish this. ICE, this is the next headline. ICE to set free illegal immigrants to comply with judge's family reunification order. And this is the complete, what we told you this would be when Jeff Sessions announced his zero tolerance. Horse shit. This is for them to throw it out there to pretend like they're doing something while they're pouring across the border. Make no mistake. To pretend like they're doing something. Oh, then the courts. Oh, they're going to, we already told you. We already laid the scenario out for you. And this is exactly what we told you. Exactly. This is from the Washington Post, or Washington Times, I'm sorry. Every illegal immigrant parent whose child was separated at the border has now been able to at least speak by telephone, the government said in a new court filing Friday. And some parents have already been moved to new detention facilities to put them closer to where their children are being held, preparing for final unification and, in many cases, release from custody. They're not going to be deported like we told you they were not going to be deported. If you can't make the children go and the parents can't be said, this is what they've been playing us for goddamn 30 years now, people. And if finally we, you know, from the bottom, it's pushed out into the open and Trump, well, I'm going to do something. We'll do Sessions thing and zero tolerance thing and we'll get the judges ready. Okay. Yeah. So we nothing we can do about it, guys. Horse shit. We covered it the other day. He has the authority to fucking nix him, to throw him out of here without any goddamn, without anything. Just throw him out. We went over it. We showed you the law that Napolitano came onto Fox News and lied about. But this, what you got to understand here is it's all bullshit. The intent is to pump a new colonization force into the United States. Hell, they got them here. But they continue to pump them because we aren't quite completely displaced as a people yet. You know, a people that don't exist. There was never an American. What the hell's an American? We're all Americans. No, I'm a national of the little United Big States of the America. This goddamn, these 50 states belong to me, you bastards. In many cases, ICE will release, in many cases, in every case, ICE will release the parent on alternatives to detention. That's ATD. They got that wrote down. Didn't see this one coming, did we? To enable reunification to be completed. Robert Godin, a top official at U.S. Immigration and Customs, said in a sworn declaration. That signals, ready? That signals, what did we tell you? That signals that catch and release, the policy that the Trump administration had been trying. Boy, they were trying. Damn it, they tried. They were trying to stop, remains in effect as the government scrambles to deal with the aftermath of the family separations. We told you a court in San Francisco. We told you why, what they were going to say. We showed you that it's all bullshit, that Trump actually, the president has the authority just to boot their ass for no God. They don't have to have no explanation. They don't have to have no due process. They have no due process rights as affirmed by their own supremes, don't you know? So all of this has been a frickin' lie from the get-go. The goddamn shit on the campaign, we're telling you, a lie. It was a lie. Right up to today, when they're still pouring across your goddamn border, nothing changed. Just another day in the rape of America. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. It's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. So prearranged, I know that it's time. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling, out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was a little river band with Cool Change. And man, it's hot. Anyway, we were at ICE to set free illegal immigrants to comply with judge's family reunification order. Ta-da-ta-da. This signals catch and release. The policy the Trump administration had been trying to stop, oh yes, remains in effect, and they're pouring across your borders. Nothing's changed as the government scrambles to deal with the aftermath of family separation. Boy, they don't give a shit about separating our families, do they? They don't give one small shit about separating our families. All their goddamn policies for the last 40 years have been all about separating and tearing apart our families. It is the goal of the international communists to destroy the family unit, because that's how you implement communism. Mr. Godin provided details hours before a key hearing where the government will defend its slow progress. You better get over here, United States government. We're going to bring your ass to task. I'm a goddamn refugee from a third world country, and I'll bring your ass to task. I got authority in your country. In reuniting nearly 3,000 children who may have been separated from their parents in the wake of President Trump's zero tolerance. You know why it's so hard for him to sort them out? Because a lot of them are being bought and sold down in Honduras and Guatemala to the drug gangs to bring them up here. Yeah, that's my child, and step on in. Bring your drugs with you. Some 300 criminal background summaries have already been prepared on the parents. What? Background summaries? I mean, look at the money we're spending when our people are living like shit. Some 300 criminal background summaries have already, I mean, you talk about the law firms, all these goddamn parasites. I mean, it's like these investigations. All through the Obama thing, I mean, just investigation. These law firms, I mean, this is their scam. This is their industry. And it all leads to nothing, and it's just more investigations and more admissions of criminal activity and nothing happening. Some parents have already been flagged for drug offenses. What? I thought these were upstanding, fine folk from down in Guatemala and Honduras just wanting a better life. Assault? What? Rape? Huh? Robbery? Kidnapping and domestic violence convictions that would prevent them from being able to take custody, Mr. Godin said. I dare you. I don't give a shit if the bitch was a prostitute, drug selling, larcenist. I dare you to try to take her kid from her. This ain't an American national you're fucking with here. This is a goddamn foreigner. They have rights in this country. Beyond your goddamn government. See, this is what it's supposed to be. That government's supposed to be over. They're not supposed to be able to touch us. They're not supposed to be even looking in our world. But now it's like these other people came here and they got what was supposed to be ours. Do you see what I'm saying? Another 1,400 background checks still need to be complete. Hey, it's just money. As we live in fucking poverty across this country that belongs to us, as our resources are being hauled out the back door, hey, we got nothing but money for these goddamn foreigners. Illegal immigrant kills FBI agent and fire marshal. That's a good thing, actually. Gets only $280 fine, not required to show up in court. This is from Destination Now, sent in by Joe SDP. And though I hate the illegal immigrants with all my soul and passion, this is one instance. I mean, a lot of people can't, this is the kind of shit they'll throw out there to you. They'll throw you something out here to gnaw on and talk about. And this is a really non-issue. An illegal immigrant from Guatemala avoided jail after being convicted of negligent driving for hitting and killing an FBI agent and a fire marshal standing on the side of a highway. And I don't think the guy should even had to pay a fine, to be honest with you. Roberto Garza Palacios, 28, who overstayed his visa, and they say that's how most of them got here. That's why we're putting out all these new visa programs to bring tens of thousands more of them in on these visas, was instead ordered to pay a $280 fine for killing Deputy Chief State Fire Marshal Boohoo Sandra Cohen and FBI Special Agent Carlos Wolf in December, the Washington Post reported. Adding insult to injury, oh my goodness, because you know this, if it was just your family members being killed by one of these MS-13 gang members, they wouldn't even talk, they don't want to talk about that. Shh. Going to release him into one of these sanctuary states, one of these sanctuary cities. Adding insult to injury, the illegal immigrant did not even have to appear in court. What? More on the fatal accident from the Post. Wolf, an FBI agent, had crashed his car into a concrete medium after reaching for his cell phone. Oh boy, man, that's something they like to hang you and me for, man. Big fines, F you all the way down the line. But hey, man, this is one of the special folks. For his cell phone and becoming distracted while driving south on I-270, a Maryland State Police crash investigator later determined Cohen, an arson investigator who was passing by, had pulled over to help and put on his hazard lights to warn other drivers. Garza Palacios drove up on the scene from behind and told investigators he could not swerve right. I can see this because cars were in that lane. This guy hit a goddamn medium, man. So he went left, not seeing the two men. Cohen's father is angry about the lenient outcome for the man who killed his son. In this case, it's irrelevant. It was what it is. The guy was playing with his phone. He crashed into a frickin' medium, caused a hazard. And when the bitch pulled in, she doubled the hazard because the guy couldn't, he couldn't swerve right. He hit the car to the right of him, so he's going to swerve around the other side. And bam, there they were. I guess that they weren't really good experts at a hazardous situation. Cohen's father is angry because the person who caused the accident really didn't get punished. What were you going to punish him for? This was actually an accident. And a $285, I think that the guy who was dead actually should have been fined for playing with his cell phone, shouldn't he? We're not allowed to do that as peons, peasants, peons, and coolies. But, of course, this son of a bitch shouldn't have been there. I got to give him that. Probably wouldn't have happened had he been where he was supposed to be. But it doesn't really matter that much. Something like this, you wouldn't even have heard about it unless it was an FBI and a fire investigator. You know, important people, significant people, when they get killed, it hurts.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
What would have happened if you'd have hit those two?
Oh, please. That's true. You got a point there. Man, it wouldn't have been groovy, man. And this guy here did have priors. He shouldn't have been in this country. I'm going to give him that. But as far as the incident that happened on this I-270, it was, one of the things that happens. But, like you said, man, a fire investigator and an FBI, they would have found some way to put my ass in jail. It would have been involuntary manslaughter minimum. I would have got something out of it just for being on the road that day. That's a fact.
That's sure wouldn't have been a $280 fine, I can tell you that.
No. Like I said, minimum, probably a five-year beef. You'd do 5 years in prison just because you were unlucky enough to be in that situation on the road. What was your alternative? But, I mean, of course, you know, they're going to get special treatment because they are. They don't want to discourage the invasion of our country. They've been told they can come up here and drive drunk. They can do any goddamn thing they want. And if you get in some real bad trouble, well, don't you worry about it, because the worst that's going to happen is you're going to be deported. It's going to be 4 or 5 days getting you back over to San Francisco and back into the country so you can kill some more, because that's really what we want you to do. It was just like, you know, they would draw the lines back when they were taking this continent. And they would say, you know, the Mississippi River, nobody can cross over. That's Indian territory over there. That's theirs. Now you stay out of there. Wink, wink. But if you get over there, you know, you get something set up, we'll run them goddamn Indians out of there for you. And you want to kill a few? Shit. You don't even need a tag. Now you kill a deer, you better have a tag. But Indian? Nah, don't need a tag. And that's the way it's come for us. I mean, we have been reduced to, I mean, just cattle. I mean, just something that they want out of the goddamn way. And that's a fact, whether anybody realizes it or not. Turns out, and this is to the caller, what he's talking about. I mean, and if this had been me, oh boy, like you said, it wouldn't have been a different case had it not been an illegal immigrant. Oh, turns out Gaza, Palacios, whose visa expired in 2009, had a criminal record while in the United States. He just kept on being here, committing crimes and just keeping on being here. You can look at it two ways. If it was me driving the car, or if it would have been one of your relatives that, you know, was looking at their cell phone, you'd probably get a ticket for that. And then the guy would, you'd have never heard about it. The guy wouldn't even have got the fine if it had just been a regular folk. In a 2015 case, he pleaded guilty to driving while impaired. At the time, he also served about 4 months in jail after being arrested for smashing windows on about 16 cars and lighting a sofa on fire near a construction site, the Post reported. But he wasn't deported. You see, he was overstayed his visa and he was here illegally. But you can't just deport somebody because they're here illegally. Man, where do we get these ideas? And Cohen wished the illegal immigrant had been deported then. Whoa, duh. Boy, there's a lot of people wishing that those illegals that had killed their family. Some of them got, you know, when the MS-13 gang member chops up one of your family with a machete. Boy, I bet you wish they would have been deported, too. I bet you wish they wouldn't have never. But they were those unaccompanied children. You see, he was a 16-year-old with a beard and gray hair. And he just happened. You had to let him in. You can't. There was no recourse. There's no way you could stop it. Oh, wait a minute, there was, because we went over that. The president could order right now every goddamn one of them out. There ain't nothing nobody could do about it. It'd be legal as the day is long. But we don't have a president. We don't have representation. We have an invading force backed by the goddamn occupation force that's here that wants to recolonize this country and remove us as the owners of this country, period. The truth is that there are people who shouldn't be here. No, he told NBC affiliate. Garza Palacios, and you know, this guy here, he'll probably get some kind of shit against him for racism. I can see that coming. Garza Palacios may still face deportation. May. He just may, you know. Probably not. We need this guy. I mean, this is what's going to make America great again. He was taken into custody by ICE agents and charged with overstaying and violating the terms of a work visa. Just a few bodies and burnt couches and busted windows behind him. No biggie. Let him back out. Work visa that expired in 2009, according to ICE officials. Woohoo! Now, we all been getting raked at the pumps, man. I mean, they're $70 a barrel for oil. Only the price that we get for our oil doesn't go up when the price of oil goes up internationally. The only place it doesn't go up is where they buy it from us. Isn't that something? You know, if that $15 a barrel, if we truly had representation and was truly being done for our good, every time the price goes up, it would go up, you know, $15 from $15 a barrel. If it's up to 70, then all that money would have to come to us and negate any increases in gas prices. We'd be paying about 25 cents a gallon. It's our raw resource being refined in our country. But hey, man, I'll tell you, back in the 70s when they tried this shit, they ripped pumps out of the ground. People were set, man, people still had souls. We have become so complacent. I mean, just docile, like a dog that's got too old to even move around anymore. Now, you look over there in Haiti, Haiti, between anarchy, normalcy after deadly fuel price violence. Now, some people just don't put up with this shit. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Scenes of anarchy alternated with tentative signs of return to normal life in Haiti's capital, with calls for a general strike Monday after 2 days of deadly looting and arson triggered by a quickly aborted government attempt to raise fuel prices. They just, I mean, goddamn, well, it gets down in here. You'll find out the reason why. With the death toll rising to four protesters in the impoverished Caribbean country, called for a two-day general strike despite the government's climb down over the price increases. Many Haitians are now demanding the immediate departure of President Jovenel Moïse. If the president stays one more day, the game will take a new appearance. We will cut off the roads and burn everything because we have nothing else to lose, and they don't down there. They have been looted. They have been robbed. They have been, I mean, the Clintons went down there and just looted the place. And then after a hurricane or two, this is what happens. This, how far do people got to get down before they get mean? Well, these Haitians, well, because we have nothing else to lose, said the masked protester. Groups of young men trying to extort money from motorists as well as pedestrians controlled various intersections and roads in Port-au-Prince on Sunday. Local radio reported that groups of armed people in civilian clothes had been seen in some downtown districts. In the heart of the capital, AFP journalists saw shops ransacked and protesters demanded Moise's exit. Some aggressive young men carried knives, and special police crowd control units fired their guns into the air and detonated tear gas. Alongside these chaotic and violent scenes, a partial return, I love this, a partial return to normal life occurred in, I wonder what normal life is down there in Haiti. Normal life occurred in parts of the capital. After mass, many fruit and vegetable merchants had taken up their places on the sidewalk, and motorcycle taxis were back at their usual intersections, even if customers were scarce. Automobile traffic timidly returned to several roads where police had removed barricades. Some flights returned, too. There were aircraft landing from the United States after all airlines canceled service on Saturday. But uncertainty remained, and the embassies of France and Canada said they would remain closed on Monday. Moise had urged demonstrators late Saturday to go home, saying the price hike suspension had corrected. We weren't going to gouge you. It was something we couldn't stop, something we couldn't prevent, like Trump. You know, this is nothing I can do about it, just like the invasion. There's nothing we can do about it. No price is going up. Nothing we can do about it. And, you know, it reminds you of Germany when the German market had just gotten ridiculous. And the people marched on the Reichstag. And they came up and all those goddamn bankers were there at the bank there in Berlin. And they come up and they get ready to burn it and hang some asses. And all of a sudden, like, just, you know, there was nothing that could be done about that. They weren't stealing you blind. But all of a sudden, like, when they were getting ready to get their neck stuck in a rope, oh, the price of the mark, I mean, they readjusted that. That price for that mark right there on the spot, guys. There was something. They were stealing. Ah, they were caught. And too bad the people just stood. I mean, like these Haitians, they're going to just stand for this, you know. I mean, they did it to you. I mean, I wouldn't let off on this guy. Hang him. His televised speech disappointed much of the population and the political class. We are expecting another speech. That's what we get to. We get a lot of speeches. You know, I'm watching this shit over there in Thailand with these kids trapped in the cave, and I'm going, what in the hell? The way, the dire straits that our people are in, and this is what you got for me? This is what you're talking to me about? I mean, the fact is they don't talk to us about nothing. We're not from another country. We have no standing in this country. But a speech. They think a speech is going to work everything out. They do that right up until you're standing there with the pitchforks and the ropes and the goddamn torches. They'll speech the hell out of you, and then you get up there, you're about to hang them, and you'll see some action, but don't stop. That's the time to press the issue, to take them over there and use those goddamn ropes on them. a serene analysis of the situation that has prevailed in the country in the last 2 days and caused so much loss of life and materials, lawmaker Jerry Trudeau told AFP. The unrest followed a government announcement on Friday that gasoline prices would rise by 38%, diesel by 47%, and kerosene. You know, that's about what they've done to us here. I mean, they've done it over a few months, but by God, they have, I mean, gone from, they're talking to the price of our crude oil. You see the price, you look at the price on the television, and the price of crude oil, $70 and something, but we're still just getting 15. How does that work, people? How does that work? When it gets more valuable, well, it's kind of like when we have a dollar and we take it into the bank and we have $1. That's what it is to us. It's a dollar. You hand it to that banker, he can lend $10 against that $1. Because he can monetize it 9 times over. But if the price of these raw, you know, if they, we're shipping this out of here as a raw material. If the price of the raw material on the international market that determines we have to pay $3.50 a gallon for our fucking gas, and if that international market says that crude oil is worth $70 a barrel, but how come when it goes up to $70, we still only get 15? Why is that? Because that is the total theft, people. They're not even, I mean, they're taking it out of the ground. They're making money at $15 a barrel. But when it goes to 70, God almighty, they're making a fortune. All they're doing is doing what they were at 15, right? And just when we go to put it in our car, we're just doing what we were at $2 a gallon, only now it's $3.50 a gallon. How does that work to where it only one place in the chain that the price of oil didn't go up? And that was when it comes from our people, when it comes from our resources. How does that work? Anyhow, I thought this one was great. You want to hear something ironic? Israeli lawyer appointed chair of UN Human Rights Committee. This is from Middle East Monitor. It was sent in by Galen Fortis. I think Galen just wanted to get a laugh out of this because that's all it is. It's goofy. Oh, man. Anyway, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. An Israeli lawyer was chosen yesterday to chair the UN Human Rights Committee, despite the country's dire human rights record. I mean, Attila the Hun will be getting the UN goody-goodies. The UN Human Rights Committee, not to be confused with the UN Human Rights Council, is a panel of legal professionals which review states' adherence to the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights. Man, I never heard this is what they're replacing. See, they've already got that 14th Amendment in there to remove our individual rights. But now, this is the first time I've heard this mentioned. I think you're going to hear it a lot more because this is what your rights are at the top, at the UN level of your government, which forms part of the International Bill of Human Rights. The covenant commits parties to respect. And, you know, this isn't an absolute dictate. You know, ours are, this is absolute law. You will not infringe. The covenant commits parties to respect. I like that word. What does respect mean? How do you define respect? The civil and political rights of individuals, including the right to life, freedom of religion, speech and assembly, electoral rights and rights to due process. Oh, that electoral right. That's your right to vote. And rights to due process. And they'll define what that due process is because it isn't written out in this like it is in our Bill of Rights. But this is going to be your new Bill of Rights. And you know how hard it, I mean, like we were talking earlier. Now, if you're an American national, and you try to go up against that government mechanism, shit, you'll get a circle jerk on the phone, and that's the end of your conversation. You won't go no higher unless you start getting pissy about it, and then they'll send somebody to your house after your ass. But these goddamn foreigners now, I wonder, maybe this is where all this shit's coming from. The committee will now be chaired by Yuval Shani, who was unanimously selected, I like that word, unanimously selected on Monday by its 18 members. Shani is a deputy president of the Israeli Democracy Institute and a member of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem's Faculty of Law. He has also worked for Israel's Minister of Justice and as an advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister's. Oh, that's Netanyahu. That old nasty war criminal. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, tell them people, man, quit trying to sell us on that curve. It just ain't there. And that is the Word from the Trenches.